Of an exclusive report in the EWM bulletins this morning about how the attorney for the Gupta family, Gert van der Merwe, used his trust fund account to launder money for former Limpopo MEC Miriam Sakhabutla, and that in one case he had said on affidavit that he transported 100,000 rand in cash to her. The affidavit is part of a deal with the NPA in which he's asking for indemnity from prosecution for appearing as a witness for the prosecution. Van der Merwe released a statement today. It's fairly long. I won't read all of it, but I'll run through parts of it quickly. He says this: "In the short space of time during which I occupied an unenviable space in the public domain as a result of my representation of the Gupta family and the Oak Bay group of companies, it's become unquestionably clear that the South African media portrays perception as reality and society is force-fed with what the media presents as facts in support of now well-established political agenda, whichever way." He then moves on to the facts. He says, "I did act as an attorney of record for both the accused individuals in this matter. The exact nature and relationship of the relationship between the aforesaid accused was unknown to me and not shared with me. I never knowingly, intentionally, or actively participated in any criminal activities, and to the extent that my services and infrastructure might have been abused to promote any such activities, the aforesaid is regretted." He goes on to say that as soon as he suspected ill conduct, he acted decisively. 3 years ago, he was arrested and immediately tendered unconditional cooperation with the NPA upon receipt of my affidavit, clearly and concisely dealing with my involvement in the matter. All charges were withdrawn against me in open court. He says that he has since tendered full and unconditional cooperation with the authorities, that he's never received any undue benefit pursuant to any of the alleged transactions, and that it is misleading and vexatious to allege the contrary or create any such perception. That, of course, is a précis of the statement released by Gert van der Merwe this morning. Well, the person who did that story for us, EWN's Barry Bateman, broke it exclusively this morning. Barry, good afternoon to you. Does that statement explain what he did accurately from what you know?
Well, it does appear that what he's saying is truthful, but it's perhaps what he's not saying that raises certain questions. On his claim that he cooperated fully with the authorities and so on, he doesn't say that the Section 204 affidavit, which he says he sets up clearly everything involved in this matter, was in fact his second statement. His first statement was submitted in 2013, which I understand the authorities weren't satisfied with, which led to his arrest in 2014. It was only after that he submitted the Section 204 affidavit, where he came clean on how his account was actually used for all the money coming in and out of that particular trust account. So he's not telling us that at first he wasn't fully cooperative with the authorities. The question of the undue benefit that he says, he didn't benefit any way at all, that he never knowingly or intentionally took part in any criminal activity. I think it's worthwhile going back to a public protector report. Tuli Madonsela was public protector at the time, in 2012, which looked into this whole transaction in the Limpopo's health department. It was Sakhabutla who authorized the awarding of a forensic auditing tender to a business owned by a one Johnny Lucas. After that tender was awarded to Johnny Lucas then subcontracted van der Merwe to do some of the auditing work. A month after being subcontracted to do that, Sakhabutla then hired van der Merwe to do her personal divorce proceedings. It was then 2-3 months after that about 270,000 rand was facilitated, transferred through van der Merwe's account to Sakhabutla, including that bag of 100,000 rand cash. So it certainly does raise questions. At what point did this attorney come to the conclusion that there might be untoward behavior or any, the criminal activity that was taking place?
Barry, if van der Merwe did use his trust account, and it was, I mean, we'll use the word launder money, but he might say transfer money, he may not be prosecuted because of the actions he's taken, but wouldn't there be implications for whether he could still practice as an attorney?
Yeah, exactly that, Stephen. There are two separate issues here. The one is indemnity from prosecution in terms of Section 204 of the Criminal Procedure Act. That's in the criminal court. He might escape prosecution for his involvement in this allegedly corrupt arrangement. But he still has to answer to the Law Society or the Law Society of the Northern Provinces. There are certain ethical and legal obligations he has in terms of being a lawyer. I was speaking to an attorney this morning. I understand in terms of the Financial Intelligence Act or there's a certain legislation related to money and using an attorney trust. You have to be accredited to do so. If your trust is used for any criminal activity, you have to explain that. And certainly that will be the questions that are going to be asked of van der Merwe, explaining how it came about that his trust was used in this manner, and he certainly might be found to be no longer fit nor proper to be an attorney.
EWN's Barry Bateman, thanks very much indeed.